Dervil MacDonald on RTE Radio 1.
Loads of questions on those relationships, whether you're making up or breaking up. I hope you got some top tips there from Francis. Well, you can only eat so many turkey and ham sandwiches. So let's get a few tips on what else to do with what's in our overstocked post-Christmas fridges from Jess Murphy, head chef and owner of Kai Restaurant in Galway. How are you, Jess? How was your Christmas?
Hi, Deirdre. Yeah, great. Great. We're on our third day now of the turkey leftovers. Like I'd say most of the country are. St. Stephen's Day is obviously traditionally known as the, you know, the tato, stuffing, turkey, ham, double stack, sliced pan sandwich.
Are you sick of turkey at this stage? Are you sick of turkey, or do you get a couple of days like sort of reincarnating the great beast?
Well, see, I wouldn't be the biggest fan of turkey, so reincarnation of the turkey is my go-to.
So how have you reincarnated? Controversially, I had no turkey at all this Christmas because I'm not a big fan of turkey either.
Yes, apparently the river beef was the go-to this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, certainly in our
turkey.
House.
Yeah, my husband's from Carlo. I'm clearly from New Zealand. So, you know, turkeys are something that, like, are in the wild in New Zealand and we accidentally hit them with our car. Not necessarily something that we eat for Christmas dinner. So for me with the leftovers, I like putting loads and loads and loads of flavour into them. I've already made a curry. I've made a turkey and ham pie. I've made a creamy turkey pasta. I've used up all the vegetables for brunch for hash. I made a nice, really nice hash for brunch, so you know, like I'm getting through it.
So you made talk me through the pie that you made.
Okay,
and the pasta.
So I went to a bougie cheese shop. I'm not going to name names, but I got myself some like really vintage Alpine cheeses, like Spiekelhorn or Gruyere or Comté. And basically, I will make a white sauce. You know, the white sauce that you put over the cauliflower and cheese.
Yes.
So I do that and I put a big heap teaspoon of Dijon in it because I think it really gives the turkey, you know, just an added bit of flavour. So for the pie, my top tip is to use puff pastry at the bottom and phyllo at the top.
Okay, so what are you throwing in there? Your turkey, your ham, whatever?
Ham, leftover mashed spuds, leftover cauliflower cheese. I've got some Brussels sprouts in mine. So it's an all-in-one pie that you can really serve with, like, something quite bitter, like a watercress or a radicchio kind of walnut salad with, like, blood oranges or any kind of oranges this time of year. You know, something to really cut through that cheesy kind of white sauce with the turkey.
And what's the science behind the two pastries? Is that, using, what is it, puff pastry on the bottom and phyllo on the top?
Well, phyllo on the top makes the whole pie look absolutely glamorous. So it looks like something that, well, it basically looks like a giant ball gown because you have all the phyllo kind of like dotted around the top and I like shape them like little roses and everything like that. And then the puff pastry just solidifies everything in the bottom.
So we're sort of hiding the fact that it is yet another incarnation or reincarnation of turkey. One of the things that I think that lots of people have a lot of at this time of year is leftover cheeses. I think we go mad on cheese boards and then don't know what to do with it afterwards. Have you any top tips for clearing that out?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, especially with your hard cheeses, which a lot of people get over Christmas, you know. So especially with your hard cheeses, grate all of them down. Put them in a Ziploc bag and they will absolutely last a good 3 months. So, you know, by the time the wild garlic comes out, it's kind of spring, Easter's kind of knocking on our doorstep. You can make your cheese scones. The cheese is already grated for you. You can make quiches with beautiful three-cornered leeks over the leftover Christmas cheese. And it's just a great go-to for, like, really bougie toasties or anything like that, you know, because sometimes you don't want a big, like, especially after, you know, all the millionth turkey dinners that we've had now, you kind of want something simpler. So that's why I'm, like, getting into the handfuls of cheese with the leftover, like, you know, vegetable fried up hash and stuff like that. So
and potatoes, it's just sort of using potatoes in a creative way to sort of, again, conceal that it is the same stuff all over again.
That's it. And I mean, like, you can't beat a hash at Christmas time. And, you know, like, if you have your hash and you have something like a bean chorizo or anything like that to fry it up with, you know, it just gives it a bit of a spice.
And at what point do you, the frittatas, is that, again, is that just, like, is that using turkey and ham, or are you using something totally different from that? I can't imagine a turkey and ham frittata.
The frittata's awesome, right, because it's basically eggs, a bit of leftover cream, because everyone will have cream in their fridge still. I 100% guarantee it. So just, you whip the eggs up with your cream, and then you fold all your leftover veggies in it.
Yeah.
And you basically bake it in the oven.
And at what point do you down tools, Jess, and just go, right, that is it. I am done with all of the Christmas food. That is it. I'm Christmased out.
Sorry?
At what point do you say, that's it, there's no more Christmas food, I'm done, that is it? But when do you go into the new cycle of food? Do you get as far as the new year before you've everything just used up completely?
No, I will have everything used up probably by tomorrow. So I've already made my pie, which is going to get divvied around to the neighbourhood, to everyone living by themselves. So that's going to be a treat for them. And I also got a giant cherry trifle that I need to kind of
distribute as well.
Divvy out as well, disperse. So, and then that's me. I'm done. And I kind of haven't got anything for New Year's Eve, because I've got all my bits and pieces left over from all the hampers that I got given.
Yeah, that's it. You forget about all the hampers and everything there. So you've lots and lots to play with them before you get there. But listen, we really appreciate you hopping on to the call this morning. And that is Jess Murphy, head chef and owner of Kai in Galway. Let's take a quick break.
Dervil MacDonald on RTE Radio 1.